All right, I'm getting myself a little bit situated here, and good. Okay, so this week, for any of you hiking fanatics, this movie probably tells you not to go hiking. Welcome, everybody, to this week's I'm Scared, and we hit it off with a great movie done called The Ritual, found on Netflix. It really made me think, man, I should not go hiking in places I don't know. Even if I am with, you know, my buddies, I should probably stick to the places that I probably know or the safe places that are safer. But this one really had you, one, started off on your feet, and so it was really, it was honestly really good. Great scary moments. And honestly, I think it had one of the greatest builds to the ending and just a great arc for all of the characters that were in it. It was just really fantastic. So without going into any more detail, let's go ahead and hit that theme song and then we'll get right into it.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies you'll never watch but are intrigued to, Gio and Alex watch and review, so you don't have to. So you don't have to.
All right, so let's start with the bases, okay? I'm looking at my notes and I just want you guys to understand the beginning of this movie already screws with your mind, because you get these love, and when I say lovey-dovey, I'm not saying like anything, like, you just get this great group of friends, right, or mates in this song, in this thing, because they're all British, so you get a great group of mates who are ready to, just talking about the next adventure that they're going to do together. And I'm sorry I went a little bit British on that part, but they're starting to, you know, discuss. They're in a bar. They're saying, hey, you know, let's go to, you know, Amsterdam, or let's do this. Let's, you know, let's do that. And one of them says, you know what, guys, let's go, you know, hiking in Switzerland. It sounds really great. We should kind of do this. And or Switzerland or Sweden, sorry. But they said, let's just go hiking there. And everyone just kind of laughed it out. Like, dude, what are you talking about? That's kind of crazy, blah, blah, blah. But later on, they're just like, okay, whatevs. We'll figure it out later on. And so then the one who suggested the hiking trip goes with one of the other friends into a store to, like, get more alcohol or something like that. And that store gets robbed, which in the end ends up, you know, the robbers end up finding out that the friend was there. And so they kill that guy, you know, the one who suggested the thing, while the other friend is hiding and watching it all happen, right? And then you're, boom, that's the beginning of the movie. So at the beginning, you're like, holy cow. Like, what the heck is this all going to be about, right? Like, that was very traumatic. So now you get, you know, a year later, now you get all the mates all together, and now they are all in Sweden, you know, at the one place that the friend wanted to go to hike and to kind of commemorate, you know, exactly his, you know, his suggestion, his, you know, the love that they had for him. And so now they're there, and they're all like, cool, let's get to it. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, hidden emotions with amongst the whole crew now, because a lot of them blame one of the other friend that was hiding. They blame him for not, like, stepping in and, you know, protecting the friend. They're like, why didn't you do anything about it? And so you get this whole point where they want to be friends, but they haven't yet discussed, you know, they haven't yet gone through the death of their friend. And so now you're getting all of them kind of like walking and trying to, you know, be like, hey, what the heck happened in there? Like, you could have saved him. And just, you know, all these ill feelings they've had, you know, because of what happened. And so now they're hiking. And then one of them, I believe I forgot. I think it's Dom. Yeah, Dom ends up falling and hurts his leg. So now they're, again, in the middle of nowhere. No signal. They got to figure out a way to go. So now Luke's like, you know what? Let's cut through the woods. You know, I think that, you know, knowing how, you know, the area could be, cutting through the woods would allow us to get to, you know, a city quicker, which obviously is not a good thing. And I think maybe that's the reason why when you go hiking, they always say, hey, stick to the, you know, stick to the path. Right? Because if you stick to the path, obviously you're not going to end up, you know, going into a hidden burial or some cult that is somehow hidden in the woods. And unfortunately for all of these mates, that's what they get, right? They're like, okay, we got to help Dom. We got to get through this. And they go into this just forest that ends up just going on forever and ever. Like, there's no escape. They find, you know, carvings on the woods, you know, like special little, like, you know, it's not just scratches, it's special like hieroglyphics on, you know, the trees. And now for me, for anybody, I'd have been like, maybe not, let's go back. But they're like, no, we gotta help Dom, you know, like, he hurt his leg. And so they continue, and then they all of a sudden like find this like abandoned cabin. And in the cabin, they're like, we're going to rest here for the night. And then they all, like, we see Luke. And I'm pulling up all this information because I want to give you guys, like, the names. So if you guys actually do watch it, you know what's going on. If not, at least you can, like, look at the biography of this and realize what's going on. But Luke, the one friend who was hiding, he has, you know, a dream of back in that day, or, you know, back in that moment that he was in the store with that other friend. And then everybody else kind of ends up having like their own type of nightmare. And when they wake up, you know, they realize like a couple people are outside, you know, like it was just one of those horrific type of moments at a night, right? Like, you couldn't even get a good night's rest. And it was just like, what the heck happened? Especially like Luke's, like, to have to relive again that moment that you kind of really didn't step in to help your friend, right? And watching him die, it was crazy. So all these people now are just like, what the heck is going on? We got to get out of here as soon as possible. And of course, they can't anymore because they crossed, again, all those hieroglyphics or whatever type of rituals, basically blocking them into the woods. And it basically leads up to them confronting a cult who worships, you know, a deity called Loki, right? Like the Norse god. And of course, this Loki is not like the Loki that we've seen in Marvel, where it's just, you know, a mischievous god who wants power and so on and so forth. Like, this one is straight out like a mix of a deer with half of a human body. And it's crazy when you get introduced to it, when you see it, it like shocks you. And like, you see parts of it, and then there's a moment when you see the full thing, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like you're breathing hard to make sure everybody gets out. Unfortunately, with these types of movies, you know, there's only one survivor. That's exactly how it is. And if you think, oh no, there's always two survivors, trust me, there's going to get a point that I'm going to talk of, which movie is it? The House on Haunted Hill? I believe The House on Haunted Hill is, it's one that, like, the beginning of Chris Hemsworth's career. And there, you know, there at the end of that one, there's two survivors. And then, honestly, in the end, there's no survivors, right? So in this type of aspect, always one's going to survive, mainly because as the rest start getting picked off one by one. The other one has like either an opportunity or confronts the whatever deity and shows that they're not afraid, or that they finally go through the trauma that they had prior and they kind of beat through it, accept it, or something like that. So they end up going through an arc, and that arc is what keeps them alive. And unfortunately, in this one, all the mates, who seemed like wonderful guys, ended up getting picked off one by one by one, till Luke was the last one who was able to escape. And he tried to help a couple, you know, like the cold people that were there. He realized there was one person there that he tried to save, but of course, once in a cult, I highly, you know, they're super brainwashed, highly doubt they're going to want to get out unless they really thought that it, you know, like, that it was not real. So most of them are really, like, gung-ho about it. And so now you have this whole aspect of how are they going to get out of all this. And in the end, Luke finally gets out of the woods. But now, we end at him, you know, finally getting out, running, and I feel like his pain and trauma is going to get a lot worse, because he just got over, you know, like, throughout this, you know, he had to vividly relive the moment that his friend died, right? Like, he vividly had to be there every single moment, and because of, you know, the deity was having them have these nightmares. So while he was having these nightmares, he just had to, like, realize, like, okay, was it his fault? You know, like, he kind of had to go through that point. So now that he realized, okay, it wasn't my fault, or I could have stood up and I'm sorry, or he, you know, he forgave himself, and that's why he was able to kind of, like, fight back, like, no, I'm going to do this and get out of here. And so once he escapes, I felt for him, now he has to question about his, you know, his mates, you know, his other guys. You know, we had, you know, Hutch, Phil, Dom, you know, all of them ended up, you know, dying in the woods. And now he has to come out, and from a group of four that went on this hike, he's going to go alone. Are any questions going to be raised? You know, because most of them, you know, like Dom had a wife or a girlfriend, and this deity faked, you know, like, I kind of like, I don't know if it faked it, but he was bound to die, but the deity made it look like he was the wife, you know, Gale, and so he's like, oh, Gale, I'm here, and obviously, like, right at the end, he realized that it wasn't Gale, and then he ends up dying. So, like, Gale's gotta be asking, you know, about, hey, Luke, where's Dom? And, you know, Luke's gonna have to be like, hey, so we were walking through that. Like, he's gonna have to explain all this. So I feel like his trauma's gonna be like, how am I gonna tell everybody that this happened and somehow I'm the only survivor? And basically be in the same position that he was a year ago with his other buddy in the store, right? This is going to be kind of like a, dude, are you trying to kill off your mates? Like, is something going on here? Maybe I just thought about this too much, but you got to think about it, right? His first scenario, and this is the reason why Dom was, like, super angry at Luke, was, like, you were in the store. You were there. You could have, you know, pushed the other guy, because, like, they didn't have guns, right? This isn't a robbery that was, like, bang, bang, and done. Like, these guys had, like, bats, you know? And they pushed the other friend, and they smacked, you know, like, smacked his head and all that stuff. So, like, there could have been, you know, Dom, like, says, like, you could have intervened. You could have helped him out. You could have done something. Like, you could have done something. And so that's the whole point of, like, their kind of, like, their anger at each other, or more like Dom's anger was at Luke, was that, you know, you could have done something. So now we have the scenario where everybody's going to be like, could you have done something for them? Could you have maybe, you know, walked back or kept them there. They could have stayed camping in the trail while, you know, someone walked and said, hey, they're over here. You know, like, the, you know, questions are going to arise. And I feel like now he's going to have to be, like, explaining it. Maybe he'll the people will just won't believe him. He'll get, you know, charged for murder. Like, will the cops in Sweden be like, ooh, you know what? We've heard what's in those woods. We're not going in there. So we believe you. Or like, your buddies are gone. You somehow are here. I don't know. But the ending really kind of gets you like, yeah, at least he survived. But for me, someone who looks into it and loves to analyze it, I just feel like Luke is just going to have to go through a lot more of recovery because now all his mates are dead. And he knew, you know, he didn't know it was going to happen. Same with, you know, as the mate in the beginning. But somehow he ended up coming out alive from it. So I feel like he's going to have to go through a lot more of an arc later on. And I'm glad we're not going to see that part because it leaves you thinking that, right? At least for someone like me. It leaves me thinking, man, is he going to be okay? Like, would I be okay in a situation like that where I am all of a sudden stuck in between this? But in the end, I highly recommend this. This is found on Netflix. If you're trying to ask, like, how long this movie came out, it's 2017. It was phenomenal then and phenomenal now. I honestly, like, if anybody ever asked me, hey, you like horror films, which one do you recommend? The Ritual is always one of my tops. Like, it's really great for someone who's wanting to just kind of get into this type of genre. So I highly recommend it. And honestly, I have no other words to say about this. A great film. The actors did phenomenal. And I honestly think they put a lot of effort to make the deity very believable, very lifelike, and that's what makes it a lot more eerie, because it's an actual deity that's really, like, taking control of this. And other than that, I have nothing to say. This was a really great film. I will see you guys all next week. You guys have a wonderful Super Bowl. We'll see who wins. Right? Yeah, I know I don't really talk much about football in this because I don't really follow sports, but me being someone that is near to the KC Chiefs, obviously we're rooting for the Chiefs, but hey, 49ers, we'll see who wins, right? So until the next week, we will see who wins, but this one will be coming out basically after the Super Bowl, so I'm 100% not sure who is going to win, but at least, you know, may the best, you know, team win. And I'll see you guys next week.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies you'll never watch but are intrigued to, Gio and Alex watch and review.